also here. He originally thought that the program on the island would be at noon, as it sometimes is, but unfortunately it's also in the evening, so he's speaking there, and he invited me to speak here. I'm from America, and I spend the summer in Newcastle, England, but I spend 1 week in Ireland in April and September, because I was telling Jananda Maharaj how nice it is to do Harinam in Ireland, and he said, you should keep going there. So I'm here by his mercy, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to come to Belfast, because Bhagavati, I can always count on to be out there in the streets chanting, and distributing books, and reminding people that there's an alternative lifestyle that's more joyful than their present one. So we'll say some things about Radharani. Om Agyanatam Randasya Vinantana Shalaka Shakshun Militamini Tasmai Shri Vedavayama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Buddha Vishnate Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namani Stay Saraswati Devi Vodavani Pacharini Nirvasesha Shunivadi Pastyata Adishtami Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Purumi Jananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasani Vodakta Minda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpata Vyashta, Kripa Sindhu Bevacha, Patitan, Pavani Vyo, Vaishnava Vyo, Namo Namaha. So when we first come in touch with this Krishna consciousness movement, we learn that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and the object of worship. And so much of Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's instructions and Krishna revealing his divinity and Krishna revealing the path of developing love for him and attaining his abode. But and later we find out that Krishna is not alone in the spiritual world. He has many companions, and actually with you can't enjoy by yourself. And thus the Supreme Lord expands himself into many different categories of living entities to enjoy with. And Radharani is his what's called Shakti Tattva, or the energy of the Supreme Lord. And she's the ultimate manifestation of that. And as Krishna is the supreme male, this Radharani is the supreme female. She's actually mentioned, there's a prayer to her mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, and I thought we could actually chant that together. Srila Prabhupada thought it was valuable enough to put in the main book, the Bhagavad Gita, and the introduction. And it tells a few things about Radharani, so we can just talk about those things first, and then go on to other aspects of Radharani. So I put it up here. Some people know it already, but maybe we'll just chant it three times responsively. I say one line, you repeat it, and we'll go through Prabhupada's translation of it. Tapta kanchana gaurangi,
tapta kanchana gaurangi,
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari,
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari,
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi,
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi,
Panamami Hari Priye,
Panamami Hari Priye.
Spell the last line wrong, it says Panamami. You want to fix it?
Don't worry, we'll get it.
Yeah, okay. I left off a syllable. It's prana mami. Okay. Tapta kanji, if you can fix it if you want. Prana and mami. Simple. Yeah. Tapta kanchana gorangi.
Tapta kanchana gorangi.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi,
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi,
Pranamami Hari Priye,
Pranamami Hari Priye,
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi,
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi,
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Panamami Hari Priye.
Panamami Hari Priye.
Any enthusiastic chanters want to repeat it?
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Panamami Hari Priye.
Panamami Hari Priye.
Anybody else?
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Radhe
Vrindavaneshwari.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
One more. Anybody?
Tapta Kancha Gaurangi.
Tapta Kancha Gaurangi.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
So, translation. Sri Vaishnava Prabhupada. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose Pali complexion is like molten gold, and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. So, the Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, I mean, she has a complexion like molten gold. Actually, one of the names for Lord Chaitanya is Gauranga, which means his limbs are golden. So Radharani is also the very same color, because actually Lord Chaitanya comes in the mood of Radharani. So not only he comes in the mood of Radharani and in the color of Radharani. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is Gauranga and Radharani is Gaurangi. So she's called Radha. So Radha actually comes from a Sanskrit word, aradhanam, which means to worship. And because she's the perfection of worshippers of Lord Krishna, she's called Radha. And she's also called Radharani. Radharani means queen. So she's the queen of all worshippers of Krishna. Vrindavaneshwari, she's the controller of Vrindavan. Vrishabhanu Suta, she's glorified in relationship with her father, just like Krishna is called Yashoda Nandana, and Nandana, glorified as the son of Yashoda and the son of Nanda. So Radharani is also glorified as the daughter of Vrishabhanu Suta. Devi means O goddess. And Pranamami Hari Priya, I bow down to you. Hari Priya means who are very dear to Hari. Hari is another name for Krishna. It comes from a word that means to steal, actually. And Krishna steals different things. he steals butter, we know. But he also, he's so attractive that he steals the mind of the pure souls. That's why he's called Hari. And he also steals away their material proclivities and leaves them with nothing but devotion to himself. So he's called Hari. And she's dear to Hari, so she's called Hari Priya. Sometimes devotees are named Hari Priya, which is the name of Radharani. So, I took a different notes about Radharani from the lectures of Srila Prabhupada and books of Srila Prabhupada. And a few things written by Satsarup Maharaj, who incidentally, he was initiated 50 years ago today on Radhastami. And he makes a few comments about the first Radhastami that I wanted to mention. He describes Prabhupada's first explanation of Radharani is an unforgettable sutra. Prabhupada said that Srimati Radharani is the best devotee of Krishna because she loves him the most. So if you on a one sentence description of who is Radharani. There it is. And there's different descriptions Prabhupada has in his books about her and her relationship with us and her relationship with Krishna. This is from Nectar of Devotion, page 16. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani, and the devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. Bhagavad Gita has also confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti, the internal energy, Radharani. So being directly under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. So that also comes up. There's a description of Srila Prabhupada gives of the Maha Mantra on the record album. And he talks about how in the Hare Krishna Mantra, the word Hare is actually an address to Radha, whose other name is Hara. And you can also explain that as meaning she's so attractive that she can steal the mind of Krishna, because Hara also comes from that root that means to steal. So, at any rate, he says there that Mother Hara is the spiritual energy, and she gives us protection from the material energy. We're described in the Vedic literature as tatastha shakti. We're in a marginal position. We can be under the control of the material energy, or we can be under the control of the spiritual energy. So Radharani is the manifestation of the spiritual energy, and devotional service, as Prabhupada was saying in that quote from Nectar of Devotion, is under the control of Radharani. So when we're sheltered in the devotional service, we're sheltered under the control of Radharani, then we're no longer affected by the material influences to the extent that we're absorbed in the activities directed by Radharani, the internal activities of devotional service. Then there's another reference in the Nectar of Devotion indicating that we can approach Krishna through Radharani and will be more successful. Instead of offering obeisances to Krishna, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's very difficult to approach him, but the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. And there's a little quote from a lecture where Prabhupada elaborates on that point. See if I can find it here. Here it is. Okay, this is from a Radhastami lecture in 69. if we approach Krishna through Radharani, through her mercy, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends, this devotee is very nice, then Krishna immediately accepts, however a fool I may be. Because it is recommended by Radharani, Krishna accepts. Therefore, in Vrindavan, you will find all the devotees, they are chanting more Radha's name than Krishna's. Wherever you go, you will find the devotees are addressing Jai Radhe. You will still find in Vrindavan. They are glorifying Radharani. They are more interested in worshipping Radharani because however fallen I may be, if somewhere or other I can please Radharani, then it is very easy for me to understand Krishna. So it's true, if you go to Vrindavan, you'll hear people chanting Jai Radhe, and you will see, if you learn the Devanagari script, you'll see Jai Radhe written on many telephone poles and trees and buildings and all over the place. So that's a theme. And actually, earlier this week, Jananda Maharaj was going through the songs that Prabhupada wrote on the boat. And there's this song, Krishna Tava Punya Habe Bai, which explains only if Srimati Radharani is merciful to you will you get Krishna's favor. So that's an important theme in Prabhupada's realization. So there's a little section here I found on the internet. There's a transcript of the Prabhupada's lecture 50 years ago on Radhastami, and there's a little section that I thought I'd read. So today, the 23rd of September 1966, is Radha's birthday. She is 15 days younger than Krishna. When Krishna was a boy, he played with the children of the countryside. Because he was so beautiful, all the girls prayed that someday he would be their husband. Radha loved Krishna the most, even more than the others. She is the symbol of the greatest worship. Krishna and the girls were of the same age. But because girls were married earlier than boys, the girls were all married before Krishna. Despite their marriages, the girls loved Krishna so much that whenever he played his flute, they would leave their homes and go to him. This continued until Krishna was 16. At the age of 16, Krishna left his friends and went to live with his real father. All his friends spent the rest of their lives weeping and longing for him. This too is worship. Radha and Krishna met again during a solar eclipse at Kurukshetra. It was a meeting of love, but they were again separated. Radha is Krishna's beloved. By her blessing, Krishna will accept us. Hare also means Radha, so when we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Radha Krishna. And there's also a little section I wanted to read from Satsrupa Maharaj's remembrance of that first Radhastami that he put in his book, Turn on Poems, Volume 2. He talks about the class he gave in the morning on that one Radhastami 19 years later. He said, I repeated the few simple things I first heard from Srila Prabhupada about Radharani, that she is the best devotee because she loves Krishna better than others. She is kind. She is the mother of bhakti. The spiritual master is her representative. Every year I will be saying these same few things about Radha. If I like, I may say many more things, quote from Prema Vivarta and Krishna Karnamrita. But those few things that Srila Prabhupada said in 1966 will be most important for me. They are vijnana, realized knowledge, because I heard them innocently and faithfully from her pure devotee. So, continuing. So there's different lists of the qualities of Radha and the qualities of Krishna. I was in Newcastle, and on Janmasthami I read the 64 qualities of Krishna. It's always nice to remember these qualities. we advertise that Krishna means all attractive, and the reason he's attractive is because of his different transcendental qualities. So Radharani, of course, she has more than 25 transcendental qualities, but these are principal ones, and they're listed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this is from the what came out before, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada wrote, Srimati Radharani has 25 transcendental qualities, and she can control even Krishna by them. Her transcendental qualities are as follows. 1. She is sweetness personified. 2. She is a fresh young girl. 3. Her eyes are always moving. 4. She is always brightly smiling. 5. She possesses all auspicious marks on her body. 6. She can agitate Krishna by the flavor of her person. 7. She is expert in the art of singing. 8. She can speak very nicely and sweetly. 9. She is expert in presenting feminine attractions. 10. She is modest and gentle. 11. She is always very merciful. 12. She is transcendentally cunning. 13. She knows how to dress nicely. 14. She is always shy. 15. She is always respectful. 16. She is always patient. 17. She is very grave. 18. She is enjoyed by Krishna. 19. She is situated on the highest devotional platform. 20. She is the abode of love of the residents of Gokula. 21. She can give shelter to all kinds of devotees. 22. She is always affectionate toward superiors and inferiors. 23. She is always obliged by the dealings of her associates. 24. She is the greatest among Krishna's girlfriends. 25. She always keeps Krishna under her control. So the idea is that Krishna is controlled by love. Because he's the supreme controller, no one can actually physically control Krishna. But because he's charmed by the love of his different devotees, they can control him. And because she has the greatest love, she's the most powerful at controlling Krishna. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say the Mayavadi impersonalists, they're very proud of becoming God. But because they think they can become God through meditation. But the devotee actually becomes greater than God because he can control God. So that's a point that he makes sometimes. So there's other things that can be said about Radharani. I guess here we're worshipping Radha Madhava. Radha and Krishna is Radha Madhava. And now we're still worshipping Radha and Krishna, but as in the form of Lord Chaitanya, who's the center of the Panchatattva. So it's described that Lord Chaitanya is actually a combination of Radha and Krishna. And that basically it's Krishna with the duty and the bhava. The duty is the luster, and the bhava is the emotions of Radharani. Actually there's different people who worship Radha and Krishna in India, but the most authorized way of worshipping Radha Krishna is the way that Radha Krishna themselves have introduced as Lord Chaitanya. In particular, Lord Chaitanya introduced the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada, he translated that as, O energy of the Lord, O Radharani, O Lord, O Krishna, please engage us in your service. So that's the way that we actually advance. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Pujini Tyananda, Shri Veda Gadadhar, Shri Veda Gadadhar. Jagannadi. That's the way we increase our devotion for Radha and Krishna, by chanting this mantra, which is composed of their names, the names of Radha and the names of Krishna. Basically, this Hare is calling out to Radha, and Rama and Krishna are names for the Supreme Lord. Krishna means the all-attractive person, and Rama actually is it's actually a very nice definition of Rama giving in the Bhagavad Gita, which I will call up here on my computer, I guess. It's in chapter 5, it's 21. In the purport to 521, Srila Prabhupada, he gives a definition of this word Rama. It actually comes from the revealed literature. Oh, it must be 22. It's 522. Because people ask us what this mantra means, what do the names mean, it's nice to have a very authorized explanation. This is from the Padma Purana. Vamante yogi no nante satyanande chidatmani iti rama padena sau brahma vidyate. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the absolute truth, and therefore the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is also known as Rama. Mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the Absolute Truth. Yeah. So we approach Radha and Krishna, the divine couple, the supreme male and the supreme female, by chanting their names, which are considered spiritual completely. They have nothing to do with this material world. They sound like ordinary sounds, but they actually awaken our dormant love for God. There's a nice verse quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. Love of God is eternally established in the heart. Sadhya Kabu Naya. It's not something to be gained from an outside source. Shravanadi. When one engages in devotional service beginning with hearing, such as hearing the mantra, Hare Krishna, Shravanadi, Shuddha Chitte. One's consciousness becomes purified. Karya Udaya. The love which is already there, it becomes manifest. So just by hearing this Hare Krishna mantra, and just by hearing the statements of the revealed literatures, like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which are also transcendental, and this love for God, which is dormant in our soul, becomes manifest. So that was the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, this combined form of Radha and Krishna. He left us with 8 verses called Shikshastika, and the first 3 verses deal with the chanting of the holy name. They give basically all glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart, the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna, which cleanses the heart of all desire. Let's see. That it's been accumulated since time immemorial. It's the life of all transcendental knowledge, increases the nectar for which we're all anxious. And he goes on to say, you have many, many names, Krishna, Govinda. In these names you've invested all your spiritual energy, all the power of God himself is present in the sound vibration. They're not even hard and fast rules for chanting them. You can chant any time of day or night. You can chant. We found out you can chant on the bus. If you chant on the top, they won't get on your case because they can't hear you. anywhere you can chant. Both Ananta Nitai and I, we've chanted in the Istanbul airport before, and they didn't bust you, right? I spent a whole hour in the Istanbul airport. Yeah. And they didn't stop me at all. They're very liberal there. I was worried because it's sort of a Muslim country and there's sort of a tension between Muslims and Hindus that it might be dangerous, but I tried it 2 years and didn't have any problem. anywhere we have the opportunity, we can chat. And we get become purified, and everyone hears the vibration, becomes purified. And this is Lord Chaitanya's program. And there's another connection also between Lord Chaitanya and Radharani. Because he taught about a special way of worshipping Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And I wanted to read a little bit about that. I ran out of time in my attempt to prepare for the class, so I didn't cut and paste everything that I wanted to cut and paste. As Prabhupada was saying, that Krishna left Vrindavan for many, many years, and the residents of Vrindavan, they were feeling great separation from Krishna. And Prabhupada recommends this feeling of separation from Krishna as a way of awakening our devotion. He talks about how this feeling was experienced by the six Goswamis, how they lived in Vrindavan, always searching for Radha and Krishna, and that they were in the mood of Lord Chaitanya. And then he describes this. Lord Chaitanya, he was in the mood, in the role of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. Those who are in the disciplic succession of Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, which is our spiritual lineage, should also feel the separation of Krishna, worshipping his transcendental form and discussing his transcendental teachings, his pastimes, his qualities, entourage, and association. The spiritual master should enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. So in his Shikshastika, there's the eighth verse. It's of Lord Chaitanya is described as being in the mood of Srimati Radharani. I know no one but Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain so. Whether he handles me roughly by his embrace, or whether he makes me broken-hearted by not being present before me, he is still none other than my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. So, of course, here we have great opportunity to feel separation from Krishna, because Radha Madhava were here not very long ago, and we just have a picture of them here now. So, in one sense, that is very unfortunate, but in another sense, it can be an opportunity for us to awaken this feeling of separation. And the person who came in their place is Lord Chaitanya, who is Radha Madhava, teaching how to feel separation from Krishna. So we can see it as Radha Madhava is still here in the form of Lord Chaitanya, and they're accepting our worship, and they're advising us to cultivate this worship of the Lord in separation through chanting of his glories and aspiring for the day that when we have his association again. So that may be the limit of the different topics I wanted to cover from these different lectures and excerpts. And does anybody have any questions, comments, or nice points about Radharani that they felt should not be missed on this auspicious day? Yes.
You were saying earlier that it's a manifestation of Radha Madhava, this little charming girl.
Yeah.
So sweet, you know, to try and pull myself. But there's a song, it's in Gaudiya song, it's not in our books here, but it says, I think it was Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, who wrote the song, and he said, Radha is everywhere, Radha's in the mind, Radha's in the mind, Radha's below, in front and behind, in her japa, in her bhajan, she's everywhere. And anything important in life is Radha, anything beautiful in life is Radha. It's just very nice, so it says we should meditate with that every day.
Yeah. And especially anything that awakens our love for Krishna, that's especially Radha. Yeah.
There's one song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, say that a person that doesn't serve Radha, I don't want to see them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's because the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they understand this esoteric teaching that of all the many, many devotees of Lord Krishna, Radha actually has the most devotion. And that time, and at the that to aspire to assist Radha in her devotion to Krishna is the perfection of desire. We sing one song in the morning to the Tulsi Devi, who's an assistant of Radha and Krishna. We say, Hey Nivedanadara Sakya Anugata Kor Seva Adikari Kor Nitasi. So I basically, Hey Nivedanadara Sakya Anugata Kor, I want to follow in the mood of the assistants of Srimati Radharani who are assisting her in her service to Krishna. And I want to, I want the privilege of being engaged in devotional service. So we're very much not only worshipping Radha, but worshipping the assistance of Radha and aspiring to serve the assistance of Radha in their service to her and her service to Krishna. So it's all a gradual development of knowledge. We first just encounter Krishna, and then we find out that there's Radha and Krishna, and then we find out that there's Radha and her whole entourage who are assisting. But it's gradually revealed, and as we, the main powerful way of realizing these intimate truths is through the chanting of the holy name. I just read one verse in the morning class the other day, which people weren't here for, but it's very much along these lines of that the chanting of the names being the way of getting this ultimate revelation. It's a very beautiful verse, which it's not, in my opinion, quoted enough. So I'll quote it now, so feel better about it. But it's very powerful verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, talking about the value of the congregational chanting. The absolute truth is Sri Krishna. So absolute truth, actually, Prabhupada explains elsewhere, is that from which everything emanates. Sometimes people are fond of worshipping God, but Prabhupada would say actually Krishna is more than God. He's the absolute truth. That there's nothing it has no relationship with Krishna. In fact, Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, if something appears to have no relationship with me, it's my illusory energy. In other words, nothing has no relationship with me. It is, either has direct relationship with me, or it has an indirect relationship with me as my illusory energy. So this source of all things, all matter and spirit, all emanations, is Sri Krishna. And loving devotional service to Sri Krishna exhibited in pure love is achieved through the congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. So this love, which Radharani is the embodiment of, and which we can attain to a lesser extent than she, of course, that is attainable by the congregational chanting. The word nama sankirtani, the congregational chanting of the name. So the when we chant the name, it's very powerful, but when we chant the name and the association of other servants of the holy name, it's more powerful. Because we're nourished by the devotion of the other people, and they're nourished by our devotion, and things they become very much enhanced. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's his main teaching is this Naam Sankirtan, to develop this love and be able to follow in the footsteps of Radha and assist her in her love for Krishna. Any other points?
Yeah. Prabhupada says something about the reason that we say Radha Krishna or Hare Krishna or Hare Rama.
Right.
Like
basically, the potency is named first before the potent, and the idea is that actually, because Krishna is very loving, he considers his devotees to be greater than himself. Without his devotees, he can't enjoy life. So, and his internal potency, Radharani, is his ultimate devotee. And her expansions. And one topic I neglected to mention was that Lord Krishna is the original incarnation, original form of the Lord, Svayam Bhagavan. But he incarnates in different forms, like Rama and Nrisimha. And when he incarnates, that Radharani also to accompany him. Actually, one of the names for Radharani is Anupayani, which means she who can never be separated from, who never disappears from the side of the Lord. It's a name for the goddess of fortune, and Radharani is the ultimate goddess of fortune. Anupayani, she never disappears from the side of the Lord. So she appears as Sita when he appears as Ram, and she appears as Lakshmi when he appears as Nrisimha, or as Vishnu. So she is always appearing to assist him in his different avatars. And she's always referred to first. So we all say Sita Ram, Lakshmi Nrisimha, and Radha Krishna. Because his devotee is so dear to him, he likes her to be referred to first. In the material world, everyone wants to be number one. But actually, Krishna is satisfied to not be number one, although he is number one. And that's one of his opulences of humility. Even though Krishna is number one, he takes pleasure in being subordinate to Radharani and his intimate associates. So it is 8:00, the scheduled time for the end of the lecture and the beginning of the next part of the program, which is Sadam. So I guess we can end here. Thank you for your kind attention. I just suggest that you might pray to Radharani that she might be pleased with you and she might recommend you to Krishna. That's Prabhupada advises we should pray to Radharani. So before the day is out, in your heart of hearts, make your prayer. This is a special day to do that. Srimati Radharani ki, Shri Radhasvami ki, Mr. Bangar Sesi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaurav Pema.